It's completely a coincidence that we're playing Keisha Cole's Love as we welcome Bryce Young to the show. It's totally not because this was the song he sang in front of the entire team at the rookie show. That's not it. But since we are playing it, let's start here as Bryce Young joins the show. Have you ever done a karaoke night out? Because that seems like your song.
Not like a formal karaoke night. I don't think I've ever attended one of those. But, you know, just a great song. Nothing more than that. But thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Bryce Young with us on WSJS. This might sound like a shot to everyone listening in the audience, but I think you'll understand what I mean. Publicly, Bryce, you're kind of boring, but in the way that Drew Brees was boring, in the way that Tom Brady was, you know what to say, you know how to say it. TMZ isn't finding you out at the club late at night. You're boring in the best kinds of ways. In terms of how you handle yourself day to day, who's been a role model for you or another athlete that had some advice that really resonated?
Yeah, I think really my biggest role model has just been my father. You know, just the way that he's handled himself, you know, the outlooks he's had on life. We share a lot of kind of similarities in just how we operate and, kind of just the stuff we're both into. So I think that's definitely been the biggest influence and he's been the biggest role model in my life for sure.
But this isn't the first time you've been like in the spotlight. You were the number one high school player. You were at Alabama playing quarterback. And then you became the number one pick. So at what point did you really start to prepare for the off-field part of the job of being quarterback, such as doing interviews like this? Because unless you're a very good actor, Bryce, you seem very comfortable doing it.
Yeah, I think it's something that happens gradually, honestly. I don't think it was something that was big, that it was like a big sit down and talk about this or talk about that. But, gradually just throughout, the progression in the sport, you start getting, from your first interview in like high school, recruiting or whatever. And then, obviously it progresses to more and more stuff. And then college, you get more media things. And, again, I think it's more of a progression. And, I think it's just, I just look at these as kind of conversations. I try not to dig too deep or look deeper than the surface, but I try to be honest and answer stuff the way I know how. And again, gradually, just throughout experience, you get probably more and more comfortable.
Does it feel like a bigger jump for you in exposure, or how has being the quarterback at Alabama prepared you for the position you're in now?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a gradual step. I think that it definitely helps with the preparation of that. Again, obviously it's a different level, and there's a lot of different factors that come into play at this level and being a member of the Panthers organization. With that being said, there definitely are similarities and things that prepare you for that. I think for me in my life, it was a gradual step. And, I think just it felt like a natural progression as far as those things go. And, for me, honestly, the outside stuff, I'm big on controlling what I can control. So the outside stuff of expectations and, how you're interpreted or received or, the stuff that's, the stuff you can't control, I really try not to put too much thought into. So, my perception isn't something that has been, I feel like, much for me to wrap my head around, because it's not really something I think about a lot. It's just, I don't really think about it at all. It's just trying to figure out how I can be the best version of myself, how I can show up every day and learn from what's on tape and grow, and that stuff I can't control. So that's really all I think about.
Bryce Young with us on WSJS. Bryce, be honest with me. Did you feel any of those three hits you took on Sunday? Did you feel any of that the next day?
Nothing. It wasn't anything severe or anything at all, really. Again, that's part of the job description. It's always going to be a part of playing that quarterback position, and something that I've always had. Like, and again, I'm new to the NFL. I haven't played against, that was my first time playing against NFL, another NFL team. So of course there's that, but at the same time, again, it's part of the job. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. When you play quarterback, of course, part of it is taking hits. And, it's something that, again, just felt like a gradual next step. As far as that, it wasn't anything that you know, it felt like a normal, and, you know, it wasn't even a full game, but it felt kind of like how you would playing a couple series, but, you know, nothing really at all, honestly. And again, that's, you know, I only played, you know, a couple of series, and, you know, it's a couple of plays, a couple of hits. But again, that's the job description. That's what we all go through as quarterbacks. So, you know, we all, you know, have that struggle, and we all face the same things.
You weren't the only top pick out of Alabama that was drafted to the city of Charlotte this year. The Hornets selected Brandon Miller number 2 a couple of months after you were taken number 1. Have you guys connected yet in Charlotte at all, or what type of relationship did you have, if any, back in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, actually, I had just talked to him about a couple weeks ago, and, you know, he had called me while he was here. I've talked to him a couple of times since I've been here and since he's been here, and you know, now that I'm just getting back to Charlotte, when I was in Spartansburg, you know, he's been down here too. So, yeah, we've definitely talked a lot. And, you know, honestly, I'm a big basketball fan. So, really, I'm a huge fan of his game. You know, I really, really love the way he plays and carries himself. And it was really cool being able to watch that, you know, up close, you know, last year while he was there. But, yeah, also, he's a really good dude, really cool. Cool dude. And I'm really excited to watch his future, and you know, for him as well. So he's a great guy, and I'm super excited for him as well.
A couple of important things on the way out very quickly. Since you're a Bojangles spokesman, I've got to give you a pro tip. There's a secret menu item you need to know about. Are you ready for this, Bryce?
Talk to me.
Okay, so you like the Bowberry biscuit, right?
Right.
Next time you go, ask for a sausage Bowberry biscuit, which sounds exactly like it sounds. Sausage inside a Bowberry biscuit, and you can either get the icing on the inside or on the outside.
Man. Well, I know what I'm ordering next time. You just for sure. I definitely got to check that out.
Yeah, and last thing for you, our producer has seen none of the good movies. Like, he watched Remember the Titans 2 weeks ago for the first time. He didn't see Get Out until we made him watch it. Tonight he's watching Dodgeball. Like, what movie growing up or two did you see more than any other, Bryce Young?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. I will say, not really like as a kid, but just throughout life. I feel like Remember the Titans, something I've been forced to watch a lot, just because that's like the generic, like, football movie. Like, every team, every football event, if there's ever like a, you know, if there's ever like a, you know,
water makes you weak, Bryce. Water makes you weak. What it is. Left side, strong side.
Yeah, no, I've definitely seen that movie a lot of times, and maybe once. I mean, it's a good movie, don't get me wrong, sure. But maybe once, like the first time I watched it, I probably, like, my like parents probably watched it, and like I actually consciously turned it on. The rest of the time, they were all just played for some football reason. So because of that, that's probably the movie I've watched the most.
It's a good answer. Bryce Young, welcome to the Carolinas. I'm glad you were able to, you know, get out on the field and, you know, sling it a little bit this past week. And we'll see you against the Giants on Friday. Thanks for making the time and the try-in.
For sure. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you.